Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 17, we heard the episode in which a man brings his sick and possessed son to the disciples of Jesus in order to be healed, but they were unable to do so. The man then went to Jesus, kneeled before him, and asked him for that miracle to take place, to heal his son and free him from that demon, all the while informing Jesus that his disciples, failed to do so. And Jesus lamented, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." And Jesus freed the boy from the demon. The disciples then questioned Jesus in private, why they couldn't succeed at that attempted exorcism. And Jesus responded this way, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Moving mountains, this was probably a popular proverb among the Jews at the time, and it certainly has become well known in our days among Christians, a Christian proverb, faith moves mountains. Through faith, supernatural faith animated by charity, a Christian is really united with God, and consequently, can share in some way and measure in the very power of God. God works mighty deeds, even miracles, through those who believe in him. Jesus says, for example, "He who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do." These great and mighty works and miracles have been verified in countless lives of holy men and women of the saints, even in our own days, like a great saint like Padre Pio of Pietrocina or Mother Teresa of Calcutta, miracles have been worked through them. And this can be the case in our lives too, if only we live as any good Christian should, that is, according to faith, living by faith, that complete and total trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, even when facing seemingly impossible, desperate situations, even when mountains, so to speak, need to be moved in our lives. And in today's world, that is certainly the case. Mountains need to be moved. Just going back to that example of our Lord, freeing the boy from that demon, and pointing out to the disciples the reason why they couldn't do it, because of lack of faith, we need to, help free many souls, from the demons out there today, and free them from so many things that afflict them, which they need to be healed of, and especially the conversion of poor sinners, the conversion of so many hardened hearts. These are the mountains that need to be moved most, and perhaps the most difficult cases, the most, the greatest miracles, moving human hearts, from being faithless, to being faithful, to God. And so we pray today for a greater faith, that our faith might always be true, even though it might be the size of a mustard seed, small and weak. As long as it's true faith, trust in our Lord, we can certainly tap into the great power of God. So when we pray, pray for ourselves, pray for others, the various needs that we ought to pray for, let us do so with great faith, not expecting our Lord to not hear us, but expecting him to listen to us, for we are indeed precious to him, beloved children of his. We need to live by faith today, in this world that is unfortunately faithless By living so, we can glorify God and do much good, for souls and for ourselves. Praise be Jesus and Mary.